This is a download from the BBC.
Hi there, I'm Ari from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Thursday the 16th of June. Coming up, the world watches a lunar eclipse, scientists excited at Roman poo find, and the light bulb that's been on for 110 years. But first to America. A group of computer hackers say they've brought down a website of the CIA, the US Central Intelligence Agency. It's one of a number of recent attacks by a group called Lull Security. It's thought that the group targets companies it feels act against the interests of their users, but it's uncertain whether this website crash was because of a Lull Security attack. Recent hacking by the group included computer systems of Sony and Nintendo and a website of the US Senate. Next, archaeologists have been discovering how Romans lived 2,000 years ago by studying their poo. In a tunnel under the town of Herculaneum in Italy, they unearthed a huge amount of human poo, 750 sacks of it to be exact. Scientists are excited and are examining it closely as it gives them lots of clues to what the Romans used to eat. But the professor leading the project says finding lots of human waste wasn't always thought to be this exciting.
The same deposit was discovered in the 1940s. And they didn't even report that they had found it. It seemed to be of no interest whatsoever.
Last night, people around the world witnessed one of the most dramatic sights in the sky, a lunar eclipse. They happen when the Earth casts a shadow on the Moon, but a little bit of light does get through, turning it red. It was the longest full lunar eclipse in nearly 11 years.
You can see the moon has turned red, and it's very rare. Like every day when you go out of the house, you look at the sky, the moon is white, but tonight the moon is red, yeah, so it's pretty awesome.
Next, to space.
Lift off of the Soyuz 27 rocket and spacecraft.
You might remember we told you about the Japanese astronaut who's to grow cucumbers in space. Well, Satoshi Furukawa has been posting web messages from the International Space Station saying he's been suffering from travel sickness. Thankfully, he's feeling a bit better, which is a good thing, as he's supposed to live on the space station for another 6 months. And finally, to a light bulb that's been glowing for, get this, 110 years. The amazing bulb lives in a fire station in the state of California in America, where it's been burning all day and all night. It's too fragile to touch or to turn off, and it's intrigued everyone.
Nobody knows why it keeps burning. We've had scientists from all over the country look at this light bulb. Of course, nobody's ever been able to touch this light bulb.
For today's question, we want to check out your history knowledge. The town of Herculaneum was lost along with Pompeii in the eruption of which volcano? Yesterday we asked you what's the highest peak in the Alps mountain range in Europe? And the answer is... Mont Blanc. Okay, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We're back tomorrow.